The unrest in Jayapura on Wednesday began when Indonesian soldiers fired warning shots into the air as high-profile West Papuan leaders declared their independence from Indonesia. Indonesian military forces beat protesters with rattan canes and batons outside the planned Congress attended by 5,000 people. Protesters at the Congress also raised the controversial Morning Star flag, a symbol of West Papuan independence and an act that carries lengthy jail terms. Papua police announced Thursday that there were 2 fatalities from the independence rally and that 5 suspects implicated in the riot, including some high-profile Papuan independence leaders, had been charged with treason and possession of weapons. Demonstrators also aired grievances about labour conditions at Papua's Freeport mine, which was temporarily closed after ongoing strikes and security concerns this week. But Jakarta-based risk analyst Todd Elliott says there is no direct link between the labour movement and calls for independence in West Papua.
I don't think there's any direct relationship between the Congress and labour problems at Freeport. I think they're both fueled by some underlying currents of Native Papuans feeling marginalized and not treated fairly.
Papuan activist Doris Wakum says that for many Native Papuans, the government and Freeport have become synonymous with human rights abuses and growing inequality.
Freeport come to Papua, make many power abuse the government. So why the Congress declared Freeport? Because they see Freeport not give benefit for the people. So it's a problem.
Yohannes Sulaiman is a lecturer at the Indonesian National Defense University in Jakarta. He says the problems stem from a lack of education and corruption that siphons off much of the government budget and stops Papuans from securing well-paying jobs at Freeport.
There's a huge corruption between the Ministry of Education. It makes the situation becoming worse and worse. So I cannot really blame the Papuans for saying that they are kind of pissed off with the Freeport and the government because they don't see the government do anything to them. They don't see them care enough about the locals.
Wednesday's Papuan Congress was the third of its kind. The last one was held more than a decade ago. West Papua is one of the poorest regions in Indonesia, but the province also has a wealth of natural resources. Separatists have called for independence from Indonesia for decades, and while the province has been granted special autonomy, West Papua remains a sensitive issue. The central government in Jakarta has yet to make a statement about the Congress, a response that analyst Todd Elliott says is characteristic of the current government's approach to Papua.
I think what's noticeable is the lack of response from the central government. There's been a noticeable lack of attention to Papua in the current administration and in the previous Union administration, you know, despite calls from a number of people, including some prominent current and former officials and ministers, urging peaceful dialogue and, you know, resolution and attention to the problems in Papua. But yet, you know, these things happen and then nothing, you don't hear anything from the State House or anyone.
The 5 suspects charged with treason and possession of weapons face between 6 and 20 years in prison. For VOA News, this is Kate Lamb in Jakarta.